Mark Larson, live and local on 1170 KCBQ.
KCBQ, Mehran Aram is back with us here from Aramco Financial, the reverse mortgage experts and first-time buying refis. They've got it all for you. Mehran, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Good to be back with you, Mark.
A lot of things to cover here, including the, this is interesting, the first quarter numbers have been retweaked. They're blaming it on the weather. But the U.S. economy, they now say in revised numbers from the Commerce Department this morning, didn't exactly set the world on fire. It went in the wrong direction. It contracted in the first quarter for the first time in 3 years. And they're saying, well, that's because of a severe winter. And no doubt that may be part of it. The gross domestic product was shrinking at 1%. Annual rate, worst performance since 2011. This is after the president talked about how robust the economy is when he spoke at West Point yesterday. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, no surprise. Whatever President Obama says seems like it's the opposite usually. This one is no exception. So, yes, I think the weather has something to do with it. I mean, everything that we hear and read leads us to believe that, but I have a feeling there's more to it than that. One thing I can tell you is when you look at mortgage rates, you know, just about everyone, the whole market, investors, Wall Street, everyone was expecting mortgage rates and interest rates to be quite a bit higher by now. And I will say, whatever the reason for that slowdown, the mixed economic data we've received over the past few months had a lot to do with keeping mortgage rates very, very low. And then the data that came out yesterday, that particular index that came out, and you know, that came from Freddie Mac talking about how the housing recovery is going. Something like only 13 out of 50 states, plus the District of Columbia, showed that it was improving. So basically, it showed that even in the month of March, at least nationwide, not here in Southern California, it's been red hot here, but the housing market is just very lackluster and nothing to brag
about. Yeah, a couple of stories, and I saw one in the Journal yesterday about that, and it's like, okay, there's still some growth there, but it's not exactly percolating as it was, say, a year ago. Now, part of that is healthy, isn't it? If we're saying, oh, I want my house to just be back where it was 2005, 2006, that would be nice, except for the crash part after that.
Yes, part of that is healthy. You can't go up in a straight line. And I will say that in some cases here where we are, it seems like it is still kind of going up the straight line. I looked at one property that our real estate department, Craig Sutliff, handles our Aramco properties, listed in one day and sold in one day. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I got to tell you, the same property a year ago was going for at least $100,000 less. So I will say that we're still seeing some very, very, very healthy real estate activity here, at least in the San Diego area and Southern California. And San Diego, another report came out, is the second least affordable place to live right now after San Francisco. So prices have gone up. Certainly there's been a slowdown in price increases. But what the point I was trying to make is, whatever the reason for that economic slowdown, it did cause interest rates to stay low. And after that Freddie Mac report yesterday, bonds rallied, and that pushed mortgage rates down to the lowest level of not just this year, but the lowest level since November of last year. So now conforming no point, 30-year fixed rates are averaging closer to 4 1/8, and 15-year 3 1/8. So, you know, there is a silver lining there for you.
Mehran Aram with us here. Again, you break out the numbers here in San Diego. You point out how the share of distressed single-family home resales held steady. So there's a so-called shadow inventory. I know in our neighborhood, ways down the street, there's a house that I know has been the bank's house for a while, and they haven't put it on the market yet. And you kind of go, okay, I wonder how long that's going to be. Every neighborhood has some. You may not even know that they're there. But it's not as many as were out there let's say, a couple of years ago. So it's not as big a concern, but still a concern, isn't it? I mean, you don't want them dumping that, and certainly dumping it a lower number, because it brings the whole neighborhood down a bit. But
everything that I read and study and every report I look at, it seems like whatever exactly happened, I don't know if they're going to share it with us, how it all worked out. You know, maybe they bundled it and some investors come in, or maybe the banks decided to hold on because things were improving. Maybe we'll never get the full story, but it does appear that all the talk about the shadow inventory being a huge problem a couple of years ago does not seem to be that way. Anything we look at, and like you said, the San Diego County share of distressed single-family home resales held steady at 4% in April. And that's amongst the lowest in the state of California.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
So as far as we know, the banks aren't sitting on a huge pile of houses that they haven't thrown into the mix, because that was a concern. We'd say, oh, the rates are going up, or the values are going up, and yay, that's good. And then say, ah, but in the back of this, they may dump these at any time, and then everybody gets hurt. So that may not be as pronounced.
It doesn't seem like that's the case. And all of us were very, very concerned. Another data came out that 26 out of 41 counties in California showed a month-to-month decrease in the share of distressed sales. So really, things are improving very, very well. And, we're very, very encouraged by that.
Mehran Aram with us from Aramco Financial. Let's talk about reverse mortgages. I know we have the next dinner workshop coming up in La Costa at the Tuscany restaurant June 19th. I'm looking forward to being there with you on that one. But again, speaking of shoes dropping, hammers falling, whatever down the line, we always know there's more government quote-unquote help on the way. We talk about that a lot. But facts are facts, and they're pesky things that government continues to try to, with the best of intentions, I'm sure, protect consumers. What it means for seniors who are trying to consider a reverse mortgage, get away from their mortgage payments, and actually get some financial freedom in retirement. The longer seniors 62 plus who own homes with some equity wait, the more difficult that could be. Or just on the bottom line issue, the less cash they could get out, because there are changes coming. There have been some already. But I know every day you wake up and go, okay, is today the day they're going to unload something else on us in this department? What's the latest on that?
Well, I just got back about, 3 weeks ago or so from the National Reverse Mortgage Conference. And what I learned from the head guys at FHA is that they said late spring, early summer, which is right about now, is when they're going to be releasing the final changes. And it is a very, very big deal. Unfortunately, people get immune to that, hearing something over and over, and then it doesn't happen right away. But I will say, the big changes did come end of March and then again end of September. So there's an absolute trend and a proven track record that every few months they're making this tougher. They just dragged it out a little bit this time because this is bigger change than we've ever seen to the reverse mortgage arena, because up to now and right this moment, you don't need tax returns, you don't need credit scores, you don't need debt to income ratio, you don't need bank statements, retirement statements, and a full financial assessment is going to be coming, but nothing of the sort exists right now. So it's very easy to get a reverse mortgage. If you're over 62 and you have enough equity, you can eliminate your mortgage payments or even purchase a home with a reverse mortgage. But once this change comes into place, it is not an automatic. A lot of people may not qualify. Others will be told, if you bring a large amount of money, then you may qualify. Others may be told, instead of you getting money, you're going to have to bring money or get less. So the changes are substantial. And if you've got a listener who says, look, I've got tens of thousands of dollars a month income and millions of dollars sitting in the bank, more power to you. We're very happy for you. This is a drop in the bucket, and wait or don't do anything. But most people, in retirement or near retirement are not that fortunate. And that's why I did the same reverse mortgage for my in-laws, my wife's mom and dad, and for my own father and mother in December. And eliminating mortgage payments, having extra cash is a big deal. Big changes are coming, and we certainly encourage folks to look into it and learn to see if this is the right thing for them.
Yep, absolutely. So join us for the next workshop on the reverse mortgage issue, June 19th, 6 p.m. at Tuscany Restaurant La Costa. It's absolutely free, but seating is limited, so you need to RSVP. Call 866-600-1130, 866-600-1130, or online. It's aramco.biz, aramco.biz. You can also set up a private consultation if you don't want to wait that long. And I would say don't wait. I mean, get in touch at the very least with Aramco today. Talk to Mehran and his great friendly team and get your questions answered on reverse mortgages, but also first-time buying, real estate, refis, conventional mortgages. They can handle it all for you. 866-600-1130. Mehran, thank you much. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate the very informative update. See you later.
Thank you, Mark. All right,
thanks. More coming up, 1170 KCBQ.